感谢主今天能够和弟兄姊妹跟朋友分享福音。
I thank the Lord for this opportunity to share the gospel with brothers and sisters and all the friends.
福音就是好消息。
The gospel is good news.
我是一个报好消息的人。
So I'm someone who proclaims this good news.
我们今天早上我们先读几段的经文。
So this morning, let us open the Bible and read several passages of God's Word.
这好消息是按着神的话语而来的。
The good news comes from God's Word.
我们开始的时候，我们先读诗篇第51篇。
Let's open to Psalm 51.
51篇第12节。
Psalm 51:12.
这是在旧约里面，我们请弟兄姊妹帮你旁边的朋友翻到旧约诗篇第51篇12节。
The psalm is found in the Old Testament. May brothers and sisters help those around you to find the passage.
好，如果我们找着了，我们就一起来念。
When we find the passage, let us read together.
求你使我认得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
Okay. 好，那我们再读约翰福音第十五章。
Let us turn to John 15.
约翰福音第十五章第十一节。
John 15:11.
在新约里面第四卷福音书。
It's the fourth gospel found in the New Testament.
约翰福音第十五章第十一节，我们还是一起来。
Let us read together.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，比较你们的喜乐可以满足。
I have told you this.That my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete.
好，这个约翰福音第十六章第二十二节。
John, the Gospel according to John chapter 16, verse 22.
我们还是一起来。你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们的心就喜乐了。这喜乐也没有人能夺去。
Let's read together. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy.
好，我们再翻到罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
Romans 5, verse
11.
罗马书五章十一节，一起来。不但如此，我们既借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
Let us read together Romans 5, verse 11. Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
最后我们读以赛亚书第十二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 12.
以赛亚书第十二章，我们就读第二节跟第三节。
We shall just read verses 2 and 3.
以赛亚书第十二章第二节第三节。好，找着了，我们一起来。看哪，神是我的拯救，我要倚靠他，并不惧怕，因为主耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也成我的拯救。所以你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。
Let's read together Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Surely God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid.The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation.
好，今天我要想和弟兄姊妹跟朋友就着我们刚刚所读的经文交通一个题目。
Today I'd like to share a topic based upon the passages that we have just read.
讲到救恩之乐。
It talks about the joy of salvation.
或者因着救恩所带来的喜乐。
And that is the joy because of the salvation.
我想我们人在地上我们都是盼望能够追求一个快乐的人生。
Of course, I think everyone knows that we are all searching and seeking a happy life.
我们都是盼望追求快乐逃避痛苦。
And we all like to enjoy happiness and avoid suffering.
但是什么是快乐呢?
But what is happiness or joy?
或者换一个问题来问啊，什么事情能够使你快乐?
Maybe we ask differently, what makes you happy?
最近看到一个报道。
Have read an article.
这个是现在对这个问题啊，大家都很关切，甚至连政府啊都很关心。
There's one issue that everybody pays attention to, even the government is paying close attention.
在英国政府。
The British government.
这个刚刚上任没多久的英国首相。
The new Prime Minister of UK.
他的时候呢，他就是说，这个以往啊，人觉得人会生活幸福啊，是因着这个好像国家生产毛额比较高啊，这个社会经济比较繁荣。
In the past, people believe that people enjoy life is all due to the increased GDP because the prosperity.
可是他觉得这好像这不是一个最重要的因素。
But he didn't think that that was the most important factor.
所以呢，他就在国内呢开始了一个问卷调查。
So he started a survey.
他说呢，他说问卷的题目呢，就说什么能够使你快乐
？And the question is that what makes you happy？
我不知道他的问卷的内容是什么，不过他其中看那个新闻里面报了几个点。
I don't know the detail of the survey content, but the news report reported on some points.
他说是不是因着健康呢
？It's because you are healthy that you are happy。
是不是因着你的教育水准呢
？Is it because of your educational background？
是不是你因着你的收入的高低呢
？Is it because of your income？
是不是因着你活在一个安全有保护的环境里呢
？Is it because of the secure and safe environment that you live in？
或者是因着你的工作里面给你带来许多满足呢
？Or is it because of satisfaction from your work？
或者呢，甚至因着你在这个社会的这个政治里面你能够参与。
Maybe because you can be involved in politics.
我们看可见人在地上来追求快乐，这是人人所关心的。
So everyone pays a close attention to how to be happy.
人都费心，甚至连政府都来试着帮你寻找，帮你经营。
Not only people are interested, even the government pays attention to this issue.
人为什么要在这个地方来追求呢
？Why should we pursue this？
为什么我们要花力气来经营呢
？Why should we strive to accomplish this？
因为我们里面没有。
Because we don't have it.
所以我们试着费力气，我们来得着。
So we strive, try to get it.
实在是在我们生活里面，我们所看见的，很多时候我们试着想要得着快乐，想要得着幸福。
Oftentimes that we try to be happy, try to have blessings.
可是真正所得着的却是非常的短暂，时间非常的短少。
So whatever we have gotten really doesn't last that long.
就算是得着了一些，也是好像稍纵即逝，一下就没有了。
And、even if we have gotten some, but it passes so quickly.
更多在人生里面所碰到、所充满的是对的前途未知里面所带给我们的忧虑。
But what we have more than this, is the worry we have for the unknown future.
在工作、在生活里面各方面的压力所带给我们的愁烦。
All the pressures that we got from our job and from our daily lives.
甚至呢，人与人之间呢这个关系。所产生的摩擦所带给我们的不愉快
and also the conflict that existed between people
再加上人心里面有一个极其深的不满足使得我们生活里面充满了虚空
and because of the deep dissatisfaction that we feel empty
我们人在地上盼望能够得着快乐
we all hope to be happy
我们盼望能够追求能够得着满足
we hope that we can be satisfied
可是常常我们所发现的结果呢确实得不着
But a lot of times that we cannot have it.
甚至有人说我要追求知识。
Maybe some people say, I will seek knowledge.
我要探索真理。
And I will seek the truth.
因为知识就是能力。
Because knowledge is power.
可是很多时候呢，我们这样的追着追着呢，头发变白了，眉毛皱在一块儿。
After all the effort that our hair become gray and our the brows become narrowed.
变白好一点的，掉了可能更差一些。
Yeah, it's probably better to still have some gray hair. Some have even become bald.
追求知识没有办法使我们能够得着满足，得着喜乐。
Seeking the knowledge cannot satisfy us, cannot bring joy to us.
有时候我们试着呢，像要进入一个非常忙碌的生活里。
Sometimes we try to throw ourselves into a busy life.
借着忙碌来逃避是面对这个事实。
Because we get so busy that maybe we can escape the reality.
而这忙碌呢，的确是这个世代的一个特性。
And we know that busyness really is a true attribute of this generation.
好像什么事情呢，这个步调都越来越快。
We see that the pace of everything has quickened.
这个甚至在工作里面，你要什么东西要讲求效率。
Because at work, everything is about efficiency.
什么叫做效率呢？
What is efficiency?
就是越短的时间你能够把结果做出来，这就是效率。
That is, it takes shorter and shorter time to accomplish the work.
那时间越短，那你的步调就要越快了。
So because you have less time, then your pace has to pick up.
这步调越快，你就变得越忙了。
So the quicker the pace is, then the busier you become.
有时候呢，别人给你一个 deadline， 你自己又给别人一个 deadline.
Sometimes you got a deadline from others, and sometimes you give others some deadline.
你压我，我压你，大家都忙碌不堪。
So I give you, and you give me pressure. Everybody is so busy.
不仅在工作上面是这样子的情况。
Not only this happens at work.
并且呢，在家庭生活里面，好像大家也变得越来越忙。
And in our family life, it seems that everyone is getting busier.
家庭主妇很忙啊。
The housewives are very busy.
在家里面的孩子也变得很忙。
And the children have become very busy.
我不记得我小时候要学这么多东西，现在孩子从小就开始学很多东西。
I don't remember when I was young, I had to take so many lessons, but these days, the children have to take so many lessons.
大家都忙这一块。
So everybody is busy.
在那个圣经里面提到这一句话说。
Bible says,
在传道书第二章二十二节到二十三节。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 22 through 23.
他说：“人在日光下忙劳碌累心，他在一切的劳碌上得着什么呢？因为他日日忧虑，他的劳苦成为愁烦，连夜心也不安，这也是虚空。”
In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 22 and 23.What do people get from all the toil and anxious striving with which they labor under the sun? And all their days, their work is grief and pain. Even at night, their minds do not rest. This too is meaningless.
所以我们看见，实在是在忙碌的里面，甚至到一个地步，我们连晚上的睡眠都受到影响。
So in our busy life, because of our business, busyness, that we lose sleep.
圣经里面也提到说，连夜心也不安。
It says here that even during the night, you don't have peace.
我现在才发现呢，在这世代里面呢，因着生活的压力、工作的忙碌，使得我们睡眠受到影响的例子太多太多。
We have seen so many examples, so many people who lose sleep because of all the anxiety and pressure from life.
缺乏睡眠，人就变得烦躁。
And if you do not have enough sleep, then you become edgy.
人也不可能有喜乐。
And of course, without joy.
不然呢，我们在生活里面我们就来追求欢乐。
Otherwise, or you seek pleasure.
可是何等可惜啊，这世界能够给我们的喜乐的时光是极其的短暂，一下就过去了。
Whatever pleasure you can derive from this world really does not last long at all.
在这个忙碌的生活里面，我们盼望说好不容易能够积攒一点的金钱，累续一段的度假的时间，我们能够出去度个假。
It takes so much for you to save some money and to save some vacation days. Maybe you plan a vacation.
好不容易呢，这个英文讲叫 just get away.
You just want to run away from it all.
Escape 一下，逃离一下。
Just to have some escape.
可是几天之后回来，还是得面对现实。
But after your vacation days, then you still have to come back and face the reality.
在圣经里面有一个。有一个非常有权势富足的人。
Bible tells a story of a very rich and powerful person.
他是所罗门王。
And he was King Solomon.
他是一个君王。
He was a king.
他在生活里面呢，他也是也曾经追求享受世界上所有的欢乐。
And he had opportunity to seek all the pleasures and happiness in this world.
可是到头来，他在他经过了这一切，他只能有一声的叹息。
After he had obtained all this, all he felt was a sigh.
他说他所得着的不过是虚空。
He says, all that he has gotten is just meaningless. It's just like the wind.
朋友，我不知道这是不是你觉得是人生的写照。
Dear friends, I don't know whether you agree that this is life.
在圣经里面，这个摩西曾经说过一句话。
In the Bible, Moses said this.
他说，我们的一生的年日是七十年，若是强壮，可到八十岁。但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
Moses wrote in Psalm 90, All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80, if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are all but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
的确，我们一生在地上的年日不过就是数十寒暑。
So, you know, our life in this earth, on this earth, is just several decades.
平均而言，恐怕七十岁或八十岁。
Life expectancy may be 70 or 80.
不知道弟兄姊妹跟朋友，我们在我们的年日里面，我们所能够说的是什么
？So, in our lifespan, what can we tell?What can we say?
我们是不是生活里面都充满了许许多多的欢乐？
Do you think that our lives are full of happiness?
还是你也是觉得像摩西所说的一样，生命里面充满了劳苦愁烦？
And or do you feel just like what Moses wrote? The life is full of trouble and sorrow.
或者在我们的生命里面，我们有一些欢乐的时光，这里那里。
Maybe we have some happiness here and there in our life.
可是很多这些欢乐时光就像嚼口香糖一样，吃一下一下感觉就过去了。
Just like chewing the gum, and after a while it becomes tasteless.
我记得自己刚到美国求学。
Remember the day when I first came to the States.
大家来的时候都不敢说雄心大志了，不过最少也是有点追求。
And when we first came to the States, at least we have some big plans.
我们希望能够拿学位接下来呢过一个自己觉得美满的人生。
And we are seeking a higher degree, and hopefully that we can end up with a very happy life.
就好不容易呢学业快告一个段落呢，后来听到的一句话。
And when we approached time when we're almost done with the study, and we heard something.
Yeah, 这个有经验的在我们前面的学长就说呢毕业就是失业。
And the saying is that once you graduate, you become jobless.
Yeah. 还没高兴呢就开始忧愁了。
Before you can be happy, then you started to worry.
亲爱的朋友，这就是我们人生的写照。
This is really a depiction of our life.
我们在地上年日就是70年，就是80年。
So our lifespan is about 70 years or 80 years.
我们出生呢，我们就是往我们人生的结局往前。
Once we are born, we kind of walk toward that, the end of the life.
那我们所遭遇的环境里面，常常带给我们的是劳苦，常常带给我们是愁烦。
So the circumstances that we run into brings us a lot of sorrow, a lot of suffering.
甚至有的时候我们觉得说，既然这样子，我就不要往前了。
And so someone will say, well, since this is so true, then why bother?
很可惜的，你不愿意往前，时间也要把那个终结带到你的跟前。
But it's not up to you. Time passes by anyway.
我们现在看看，又到十二月了。
So now all of a sudden it's December.
我不知道你回头看你这一年所走过的路，你能够用什么话来形容呢？
As you look back this past year, how would you describe your life?
有时候觉得时间过得太快，希望它停一停，可是不由你。
Sometimes you feel that life just passes so quickly, you wish that the time can pause.
人生里面充满了劳苦愁烦。
So the life is full of burden and sorrows.
可是为什么会这样？
How come? Why is so?
为什么我们在人生里面是充满了这样子虚空劳碌的光景，而欢乐却是如此的稀少？
How come life is full of meaningless and sorrow, and we have very little happiness?
圣经里面讲说，因为我们是远离神的人。
Bible tells us This is all because that we are separated. We are so far away from God.
在以弗所书第二章第十二节
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12.
他这么说。他说那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上，没有指望，没有神。
It says here, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world.
并且在罗马书第三章提到说因为世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
亲爱的朋友在我们没有认识主耶稣基督之前我们都是远离神的人。
Dear friends, before we came to know Jesus Christ, we all were separate from God.
什么事情什么东西使我们与神远离呢
What kept us away from God?
神的话告诉我们因为我们世人所有的人都犯了罪。
Bible tells us that because we all have sinned.
因为这一位神他是恩典怜悯是慈爱的神。
For this God is a God of mercy, love, and love.
他也是一位喜乐的神。
He is also a God of joy.
可是人却没有办法活在神的喜乐当中。
But somehow we cannot live in the joy of God.
因为罪在中间成为神人来到神跟前的一个拦阻。
Because the sin separated us from God.
因为我们的神不仅仅是慈爱是有恩典有怜悯的。
For our God is not only merciful, loving and kind.
并且他也是圣洁的。
But he's also holy.
因为圣洁的神他不能靠近罪。
This holy God cannot be near sin.
因为圣洁的神他不能接近我们这个有罪的人。
And this holy God cannot be close to us sinners.
当然圣经里面所讲的罪还不仅仅讲到我们在外面所显出来的行为。
So Bible talks about sin, it's not just about our deeds.
更讲到是在人里面一个性质。
It talks about an attribute in us.
当然我们在外面显出来的就说明了我们是什么样的人。
Of course, what we have done what we do outwardly indicates or manifests what kind of person we are.
就好像一棵树它没结果子之前最少我就看不出来。
Maybe it's like a tree. Before the tree's fruit come out, I probably cannot tell what kind of tree this is.
我对植物不太懂了所以没结果子之前我不知道这是什么树。
Because I'm so ignorant about plants, I wouldn't know what kind of tree this is.
可是当我看见这个树上结了苹果我就知道这是苹果树。
But when I see apples hanging from the branches, I know this is an apple tree.
正如同我们这个人在神的跟前一样我们身上所表现的就说明我们是什么样子的人。
Just like we people before God,how we manage what we do, how we behave, manifests what kind of person we are.
朋友我在这边问些问题。
Friends, let me ask you some questions.
你不需要回答。
You don't have to answer.
不知道朋友你有没有嫉妒过人过。
I don't wonder if you have ever envy people or jealous of people.
你有没有看见别人有好东西你没有你里面就有一股不由自主的一种的酸的感觉。
When you see someone have something, but you don't have it, you feel funny inside.
你有没有 funny 的感觉。这个我不知道我们有没有这个有没有贪心过。
And I wonder if you ever become greedy.
Yeah. 我不要贪大的。
Maybe you're not too greedy.
只要占人家一点小便宜就很高兴的。
Just that you get some small favor, then you'll be very happy.
我们里面有没有曾经有过那种增进的心呢？
Do you have strife in your heart?
我有一点点能力，我就要把别人踩在脚下。
If I'm a little bit capable, then I want to trample on someone else.
我总是要显出来我比别人好。
Just want to show that I'm better than you are.
我们有没有曾经在背后说过人闲话？
Have we gossiped behind people's back?
甚至不只是在背后，有时候我们正面说话伤人。
Not only we talk behind people's back, sometimes we would hurt people in front of them.
中国人有句话说的可能不太好，但不过没关系。对，说我们是说话伤人没关系了，是因为是豆腐心的刀子嘴了。
Sometimes we will feel well, it's okay. even though that we say some sharp words, but actually my heart is pretty tender.
Yeah.
So even though that we have a tender heart, but still we come out with some harsh words. Have we ever disobeyed our parents?
亲爱朋友, 这些是罪的表现。
Oh, dear friends, all these behaviors indicate that there's sin in our life.
这边讲到我们里面有一个罪的性质。
It talks about there's a sinful nature hidden in us.
中国人有伦理道德, 都讲说这些事情不该做。
We talk a lot, Chinese talk a lot about ethics. This you should not do, that you should not do.
可是我们却行不出来。
But we cannot help it.
所以难怪中国人讲说知易行难呢。
So that's why we Chinese say that it's easy to know, but it's hard to do.
所以罪在我们里面是一个性质, 说明我们是一个什么样子的人。
So the kind of thing we have inside tells what kind of person we are.
也说在我们里面成为一个权势, 就是我们不想做的, 我们就得去做。
And also this sin inside us becomes a power that forces us to do things that we would not want to do.
也在我们里面呢, 使得我们觉得我们该做的呢, 我们又做不出来。
And a lot of things that we think we should be doing, but we are not able to do it.
有时候我觉得我不应该嫉妒啊, 可是碰到的环境里面, 这个酸气就出来。
Sometimes I tell myself, well, don't be jealous, don't be jealous, but I can't help myself.
有的时候我觉得在这个时候呢, 我应该说话稍微, 客观一点呢, 我该有一点那个仁慈的表现, 可是一碰到情况, 我就不由自主的, 说了不该说的话。
A lot of times I know I should say some, should be soft-spoken and say some merciful things, but I just couldn't help myself, and the harsh words will come out.
亲爱朋友, 这边都说明了我们是一个什么样子的人。
All these things show what kind of person we really are.
圣经里面讲说我们是罪人。
Bible tells us we are all sinners.
我们因着里面有这样子的性质, 所以碰到环境的时候, 我们就显出这样子的表现。
And because we have this nature, so when we run into situation, we behave same.
因着这个罪, 使得人与神隔开了。
Because the sin, we are separate from God.
因着这个罪, 使得人 与那最喜乐的神有一个隔离。
Because of sin that we are separate from the God of joy.
使得人离开了神的祝福。
And we are separate from God's blessing.
使得人没有办法享受神的喜乐。
So we cannot enjoy the joy of God.
之后人的生活在神的跟前是活在他的震怒之下。
That's why we ended up living in the wrath of God.
亲爱朋友, 这不就是我们人生的写照吗?
In this the true picture of our life.
我们里面是被这一个罪的性质所捆绑。
So we are bound by this sinful nature.
有时候不自觉的我们心里面也良心谴责我们。
Sometimes that our conscience will accuse us.
特别如果你在远东进那些庙宇里面看见那些偶像都是面目狰狞的。
When you go to the Far East and if you go into temple, you will see the idols and their faces show the wrath.
人在罪的捆绑在良心的谴责之下, 觉得有一位神, 可是这个好像神是天天用怒气看着我。
Under our conscious accusation that we somehow know there is a God, but this God look at us angrily.
亲爱朋友, 罪使得人与神隔开。
Dear friends, sin separated us from God.
使得人与神, 人没有办法享受神所要施给我们的恩典慈爱和他的喜乐。
So we cannot enjoy the joy of God.
并且因着罪人都变成以自我为中心。
And because of sin, we all become self-centered.
人活在罪中, 虽然自己犯了错, 还能够指责别人。
When we live in sin, sometimes when we make the mistake, I will still accuse other people.
前一阵子我在 那个收音机上面听到一则新闻的报道。
Recently I heard a report over the radio.
这个应该是11月份, 所以我想应该是发生在比较暖的地方, 是在加州吧, 可能。
I think this happened in California sometime in November.
Yeah, 他这边讲到说, 在一个海滩上面, 有一个, 无家可归的流浪汉, 他就, 正好晃到这个海滩上。
There was a homeless people who was wandering on a beach.
他突然发现那边有一台车停在那儿。
And he saw there's a car parked there.
这个车呢, 这个门没关, 里面引擎也没关。
And the car's door was not locked, and the motor was still, the engine was still running.
所以他又进去, 想一想就把车子开走。
And so he went into the car and just drove the car away.
结果没想到开了没多久, 然后后视镜一看, 后面坐, 在 car seat里面坐一个小 baby.
But he took a look at the rear view mirror and saw there's a baby in the back seat.
他突然之间吓了一跳，不该怎么处理。
And he was startled and didn't know what to do.
想着想着，后来他就决定把车子开回去了。
And so after a pause, that he took the car back.
然后他把车子开回到了海滩，后来把他的父母找到了。
And he went back to the beach, drove the car back to the beach, and found the parents of the baby.
然后在他逃走之前，他把他父母训了一顿。
And before he left, he scolded the parents.
他说：“你们这个轻忽孩童照顾。”
He says, "You are abusing your child."
然后他最后就跑了。
And then he ran away.
弟兄姊妹跟朋友，这不就是我们的光景吗？
Isn't this the true picture of our life?
很多时候我们自己做错了，可是从我们的眼光来看，都是别人的错。
And sometimes when we make a mistake, from our point of view, that other people are at fault.
轻忽孩童照顾不对。
Abusing a child, of course, is wrong.
难道偷人的车就对了吗？
And stealing a car is right?
可是从他眼光来看，那个父母是比他还不对。
And but in this guy's eyes, that the parents are worse than he is.
人变得自我为中心，能够对别人批评论断。
And because we have become self-centered, we often accuse other people.
罪不仅使得人变得没有办法来到神的跟前。
Sin has stopped us from coming before the Lord.
并且罪使得人与人之间的关系充满了痛苦。
And also, sin caused a lot of grief between people in interpersonal relationship.
原本是应该最亲密的关系里面。
Sometimes we found no happiness in the most intimate relationship. A lot of conflict, a lot of suffering.
人与人之间变得像两个刺猬在冬天想要取暖一样。
And so the interpersonal relationship becomes so bad, it's just like two porcupines trying to stick together to get warm. In wintertime.
要靠近。
They like to get together, the two porcupines.
然后一靠近就被彼此的刺所刺伤。
About as they go get closer to each other, they poke each other.
亲爱的朋友，这是罪在人生活里面所带来的咒诅。
This is the curse brought by sin in life.
并且罪在神的跟前，在罪他还带着一个工匠。
And sin also brings a wage.
在罗马书第六章讲说，罪的工价乃是死。
Romans chapter 6 tells us that the wages of sin is death.
不仅讲到我们这个肉身的死亡，更是讲到与神那永永远远的隔离。
And this death is not just about our physical death, but it's about the eternal separation from God.
这一个分别从现在要一直持续到永远。
And this separation will last from now till forever.
并且人人死了之后还有审判。
And after our death, there's judgment.
在人生最终结局之后，我们要面对这一位圣洁公义的神。
At the end of our life, we have to face this judge of righteousness and holiness.
我们这一生所行的，我们心思、情感、意念里面所表现出来的，都要在他的面前接受审判。
All we have done, all we have thought in our minds, so it will be judged by him.
朋友，如果罪的问题不解决，
If we cannot solve the problem of sin,
我们人生里面就是充满了虚空，充满了痛苦。
Then our life is filled of meaninglessness and pain.
我们人生里面不可能有真实的快乐。
We can never have real joy.
亲爱的朋友，这就是为什么我们要在这跟前和你们传讲这一个大好的消息。
This is exactly the reason why we want to share this great news with you.
因为这一位神他爱我们。
Because this God, who he loves us.
这就是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所成功的救赎。
And this is the salvation accomplished by Jesus Christ when he died on the cross.
因为我们的神不愿意我们活在这一个充满愁烦劳苦的生活里面。
Because God does not want us to see us continue to live in this life of sorrow and burden.
因为他也知道我们自己没有办法解决这个罪的问题。
He also knows that we cannot solve this problem ourselves.
这就是为什么主耶稣基督在十字架上为着你，为着我流血舍命。
This is why Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for you and me.
我们的主耶稣他是神的儿子。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the Son of God.
当他来到地上的时候，他是活着一个无罪的生活，他的生命里面也没有任何罪的性质。
When he came to this earth, he led a sinless life, and also he does not have the sinful nature in him.
在他里面没有一点罪的影子，在他的心思，在他的情感，在他的言语，在他的言行里。
There was no iota of sin, or sinful nature in his words and in his deeds.
在他心里面没有嫉妒，没有纷争。
There's no jealousy, there's no strife in his heart.
在他里面没有自私，没有贪心。
There's no selfishness, there's no greed in him.
他的生活是爱神爱人。
His life was just love of God and love of people.
并且他的生命里面与那一位喜乐的神是永远畅通的交通。
And there's always open communication between him and the God of joy.
在他里面有一个喜乐是超越环境之上。
And the joy in him surpasses the circumstances.
可是这一位圣洁没有瑕疵神的儿子。
This holy and blameless Son of God.
就为着你我的缘故，他死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross for you and for me.
他的死是为着你，为着我。
His death is for you and for me.
因为罪的工价是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
可是在他里面没有罪，他不应该死。
He was sinless. He should not have died.
可是他被挂在十字架上的时候。
But when he was hanging on the cross.
亲爱的朋友，你知道你的嫉妒贪心被压在是压在他的身上。
Do you know that your greed and your jealousy were upon him?
你知道你的污秽的心思是压在他的身上。
Do you know that your dirty thoughts was upon him?
他担当了我们言行举止所犯的一切的罪过。
And he has bore the burden of all our sins, all our sinful behaviors and words.
我们所有的污秽，我们所有的罪行都压在他的身上。
All our sin and sinful acts and all our filth were upon him.
并且他在十字架上为我们承担我们所有罪所带来的结果与刑罚。
And he suffered the condemnation and the punishment brought on by our sins.
我们的罪使得他与神分开。
And our sin caused him to be separated from God.
使得他在十字架上与他那最喜乐的神有一个隔离。
So on the cross, he was separated.From his God of joy.
他在十字架上在一边喊着说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
And on the cross he cried out, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
因为圣洁的神不能靠近有罪的。
Because the holy God cannot be next to the sinful person.
因为公义的神对罪要有审判。
Because the righteous God has to judge sin.
亲爱的朋友，这是为着你，为着我。
And this was done for you and for me, dear friends.
因他受的刑罚，我们得了平安。
Because of the punishment that we have peace.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
Because of his stripes that we are healed.
因着他的受死，我们能够得生命。
Because of his death that we have life.
因他为我们受苦，我们能够有喜乐。
Because of suffering that he endured, we have joy.
亲爱的朋友，这是福音，这是救恩。
Dear friends, this is the good news and this is the salvation.
主耶稣基督在十字架上，他流出了他的血。
On the cross, Jesus Christ shed his blood.
他能够洗净我们身上一切的过犯。
Which can wash all our sins away.
我们在神跟前的顶撞悖逆。
All our rebellion against God.
因着耶稣基督的血能够被涂抹、被赦免，并且被忘记。
Can be forgiven and even forgotten because of Jesus shedding his blood.
并且我们能够靠着耶稣基督，我们能够再回到神的跟前。
And because of Jesus Christ, we can return to God.
我们能够与神和好。
We can be reconciled with God.
罪在我们生活里面带来的咒诅。
Because sin has brought us curse.
因着耶稣基督在十字架上所成功的救赎，能够得以除去。
Because the salvation accomplished on the cross by Jesus Christ.Now, this curse can be removed now.
但不仅如此。
But not only so.
这还是负面的。
This is only on the negative side.
主并且借他借着圣灵将他的生命赏赐给我们。
Through his spirit, Holy Spirit, he has given us his life.
这一个生命乃是神儿子的生命。
And this life is the life of the Son of God.
就是耶稣基督他自己喜乐的生命。
And that is the Jesus Christ's life of joy.
所以我们看见实际上救恩带给我们的不仅是除去咒诅。
So salvation not only help us to be rid of the curse,
并且加进祝福。
But also brought us a blessing.
因着有这一个新的生命进到我们的里面。
Because this new life which has come into our life,
使得我们在 我们的人生里面能够过一个新的生活。
So we can lead a new daily life.
这一个生活里面能够充满喜乐。
And this life can be full of joy.
并且这是以主耶稣基督自己的喜乐。
And this joy is the joy of Christ himself.
圣经里面讲说这个喜乐是没有人能够夺去的。
And the Bible tells us that no one can take away this kind of joy.
在圣经里面有许许多多因着在主的跟前蒙恩所显出来这一个喜乐的例子。
And there are many examples of how people become so joyful once they are saved by Jesus Christ.
在使徒行传曾经有记载过。
In the book of Acts, there's a story.
这边讲到有两个基督徒啊，他们受差遣出去传福音。
It talks about two people who were sent to be missionaries.
一个是保罗，一个是希拉。
And one is Paul and the other is Silas.
他们有一天来到这个叫做腓立比城的这个地方。
So one day they came to the city of Philippi.
他们因着传福音的缘故。
Because of, for the sake of gospel.
后来被下在监里。
And they were imprisoned.
他在那边下在监里面呢，他们被人用棍击打。
And they were beaten up in the jail.
这是落在一个非常不幸的光景里面，从人的角度来看。
And from our human point of view, this is very unfortunate.
可是呢，他们里面却充满了喜乐。
But they were filled with joy.
他们在那一天晚上呢，在那边所做的事呢，很奇妙。他们在那边唱诗赞美神。
They were doing some strange things because they were praising the Lord and singing hymns.
因着这样子呢，这个地就大震动。后来所有这一个监狱的门呢，都打开了。
Because of this, the earth shook.And the prison's doors were opened.
在那个时候呢，看守他们的狱卒呢，心里面就很害怕，因为监狱门打开了，他怕犯人都逃走了。
So the jailers become very nervous because the doors were broken and opened, and they were afraid that the prisoners will escape.
因为在那个时候呢，罗马的法律是非常严厉的。
Roman laws were very very strict at that time.
Yeah, 就这个看管犯人的人呢，是身上是担着很大的一个责任。
And the jailers will carry a big burden.
如果犯人呢，囚犯逃走了，这个看管的人呢，要偿命。
And if the prisoners escaped, then the jailers would have to will lose his life.
Yeah, 所以他后来呢，他一直赶快跳进去看一看，到底是什么样的情况，是不是犯人都逃走了
？So the jailers rush into the prison and see if the prisoners have all escaped.
因为他看到门打开，他以为都逃走了，所以他甚至想要拔刀自尽。
And when he saw that the doors were broken open, he thought that all the prisoners had run away. He almost killed himself.
这时候保罗对他说呢，不要，就不需要如此。
And Paul says, "Stop! You don't have to do this."
因为我们都在这里。
Because we are all still here.
这个狱卒呢，就看见他们所显出来的情况，实在是觉得非常的奇妙。
So the jailer looked at them and were really amazed.
Yeah, 他就在保罗跟希拉面前说：“两位先生，我当应当行了，我才可以得救。”
So the jailer asked Paul and Silas, says, "What should I do to be saved?"
保罗这时候对他说：“当信主耶稣，你和你全家。”都必得救。
And so Paul told him that you should believe in Jesus Christ and you will be saved, so is your family.
我们感谢主之后这一个狱卒和他全家都信主了。
And we praise the Lord because this jailer and his family members all believed in the Lord.
然后圣经记载说他们因为信神心里面就充满了喜乐。
And the Bible records this way, because they believe in God,they are filled with joy.
保罗和希拉是里面有一个喜乐生命的人。
Because Paul and Silas,had this life of joy.
当他们被关在监狱里面，处在一个非常好像不平顺的环境当中，他们心中能够涌出赞美，能够显出喜乐。
So when they were imprisoned, although outwardly that they were in this unfortunate situation, but because of this life of joy, they were still very joyful and praising the Lord in the prison.
而且感谢主，这个狱卒和他全家呢，他们就凭着一个简单的相信，这个喜乐也进到他的里面。
And this jailer and his family, because of simple faith in the Lord, that they become very joyful also.
我想这是许多在神的跟前蒙恩得救基督徒的一个经历和写照。
I think that this is the many Christians who have gotten the taste of God's salvation can testify they have the same experience.
原来没信主之前呢，常常是愁容满面。
And before they become Christians, they always carry a face of sadness.
Yeah, 这个 脸比较长。
And the face looked rather long.
那信主了以后呢，可能是肌肉放松，所以脸就变得比较圆。
And after become a Christian, maybe the muscle will relax, so the face looked rounder.
信主之前呢，这个眉头比较紧。
And before they became Christians, the brows were drawn close together.
信主之后呢，好像也能够放松。
And after they become Christians, they become more relaxed.
信主之前心都比较刚硬。
And before they become Christians, their hearts were hardened.
信主之后呢，心变软了。北方人可能描述说像软的像面条。
And after become a Christian, their hearts are so much softened. Northern Chinese people would say, well, they are so soft, they are like noodles.
南方人也许描述呢说嫩得像豆腐。
And the Southern Chinese may say, well, their heart becomes soft like 豆腐。
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
因为我们在主的跟前得着一个新的生命。
Because we have gotten this new life before the Lord.
因着凭着一个简单的相信，我们能够得着这一个喜乐的生命。
Through this simple faith, we can have this new life of joy.
在人生里面开始有了意义。
And now life becomes meaningful.
我们人生里面有了目的。
And we have a purpose in life.
虽然在人生里面我们仍然是一天一天的过日子。
Even though we still lead a regular life.
虽然说在肉身里面我们仍然在地上的年日也许是70年也许是80年。
So as a physical lifespan still maybe 70 or 80 years.
可是里面这个生命不同了。
But the life inside is different now.
里面有一个喜乐的生命。
There's a life of joy.
里面有一个能够与神相亲的生命。
And there's joy that draws us close to God.
里面这个生命让我们带着当我们面对甚至人生肉身这个结局的时候。
This kind of life, even when we reach the end of life,
我们看见我们将要与神永远的同在。
We can see that we're going to be with God forever.
并且基督徒所在神跟前所经历的这个喜乐
and this kind of joy that we experience before God
还不仅仅是外面的供应得着的时候所给我们的快乐
it's not something that when we have some outward gain
而是神将他的生命摆在我们里面的时候在我们里面就好像种了一个喜乐的泉源
it's something that the joy God has given us almost like a planting a fountain or seed of joy inside us
这个泉源不会因着你外面的环境改变而有所改变。
This fountain of joy will never change because our circumstance changes.
你总是可以能够摸到这个生命里面所带给你的祝福。
You can always touch the blessing brought on by this new life.
因着有这个生命，我们能够享受神的爱。
Because of this new life, we can enjoy God's love.
一个在神跟前，一个真实蒙恩的人，蒙爱的人，他的生活里面是会显出快乐的。
Someone who truly experienced God's love can show their happiness and joy.
我们看见孩子们，如果他们是长在一个正常、充满爱的家庭里面
，If we look at children, if they grow up in a normal and happy family,
他们是比较高兴、比较欢乐
，and they are happier than other kids.
而当我们在这个主的救恩里面得着这个生命的时候
，When we have received this life in God's salvation.
我们能够享受这生命里面享受神的爱。
We can enjoy God's love in this new life.
诗篇第十三篇第五节。
Psalm 13 verse 5.
主的话说但我倚靠你的慈爱我的心因你的救恩快乐。
Psalm 13:5. Because of your loving kindness, my heart is joyful because of your salvation.
我们能够常常活在那个神永远长存的慈爱当中
and we can live in God's everlasting love
这使得我们生活里面也能够充满快乐
so this is what causes us to be joyful in our life
不仅如此在这个生命里面我们能够常常经历到神对我们的帮助拯救做我们的力量
not only so that we can in this life we can experience God's help and his guidance and his strength
以赛亚书第十二章第二节第三节
Isaiah chapter 12 verses 2 and 3
他说看啊神是我的拯救我要倚靠他并不惧怕因主耶和华是我的力量是我的诗歌他也成了我的拯救所以你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水
It says here Surely God is my salvation I will trust and not be afraid The Lord himself is my strength and my defense He has become my salvation With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation
基督徒也会经历生老病死
Christians also go through life just like any other people.
在外面这个经济环境不好的时候，基督徒也可能会失业。
Christians may lose their jobs just like anyone else in the economic downturn.
可是感谢神，他是我们里面的力量。
But praise the Lord because God is the strength inside us.
在人都要经历的环境的里面，基督徒里面在生命里面的经历却是不同。
Why we go through the same circumstances, but our personal experience feels differently.
我们能够在神的跟前经历到他把我们从那个惧怕里面拯救出来。
We can experience how we can be saved from the fear inside us.
他可以帮助我们从我们自己的软弱中他做我们的力量。
And God can become our strength in our weakness.
他在我们里面成为我们的帮助是我们的拯救。
He has become our help and he's our salvation.
亲爱的朋友，这是主耶稣基督在十字架上我们所成功的救赎带给我们救恩的喜乐。
So this joy of salvation is brought to us by Jesus Christ and His salvation.
他解决了我们罪的问题。
He solved the problem of our sin.
他赐给我们一个新的生命。
He has given us a new life.
在这生命里面我们能够享受神的慈爱。
In this new life we can enjoy God's loving kindness.
在这生命里面我们能够经历到神的拯救。
And in this new life we can experience His saving.
并且在生命里面我们能够享受这个生命中的喜乐。
And in this life, we can really enjoy a life of joy.
我不知道，亲爱的朋友，你羡慕不羡慕这个
？I wonder if you envy this.
前一阵子，我们参加一个年长基督徒一个姊妹的一个追思聚会。
Not long ago that we attended a memorial service for an elderly sister.
这个姊妹呢，她出生在，是出生在国内，她是出身名门。
And this sister came from a very well-known family in China.
然后后来呢，因为这个中国内战呢，经历战乱。
Because of the internal warfare in China.
后来因为结婚了之后呢，这个丈夫呢脾气也。不是特别好。
After she got married, she had a husband who's got a very bad temper.
后来呢，所以在生活里面呢，就有许多的困难。
So she suffered quite a bit in her life.
在经济、在家庭生活里面呢，都各方面都蛮有缺乏。
And she often are in need of their daily needs in their household.
她是很有那个中国传统妇女的美德。
And she's got a lot of virtue of traditional Chinese women.
所以她仍然呢非常就是含辛茹苦的呢把她的儿女呢抚养成人。
So, she really suffered quite a bit and worked hard to bring up her children.
后来这些她的儿女都很有成就也来到美国。后来他也跟着他们来到美国。
After her children become successful and came to the States, she also moved to the United States.
这个外面环境变好了。
And so our circumstances have improved quite a bit.
可是呢，他的生活里面，他常常会缅怀过去所经历的。
But in her life, she still remembered what he had gone through, what she has gone through.
所以常常呢，他会落在一个。悲伤的里面。
So oftentimes she feels very sad.
她的儿女们劝她，希望她能够想开一点。
And her children will encourage her to become more optimistic.
可是她没有办法，常常就缅怀过去，落在悲伤。
And a lot of times she could not forget the suffering that she had gone through, and she was full of sadness.
可是感谢主，在她接受主之后。
But we praise the Lord after she accepted the Lord.
她生命里面有一个非常奇妙的转变。
And there was a wonderful change in her life.
好像有一个喜乐的泉源就摆在她的心里面。
As though that there's a fountain of joy that was placed in her heart.
她里面开始这个喜乐的泉开始涌流。
And the spring of joy started bubbling.
她不再单单看自己。
And she stopped just looking at her own self.
他开始呢慢慢关心他周遭人的需要。
And she started paying attention, to the needs of those around her.
他得着主自己的生命，他开始享受神的爱。
She has obtained, God's, life. She started to enjoy the life of love.
并且呢，她愿意把这个爱分赐给她周遭人。
And she was willing to share this love, to with those around her.
在她虽然说在人生终结的时候，
at toward the end of her life,
每一个人在那边都见证到这是一个在神跟前蒙福的人。
Everyone testified that she was a blessed person before God.
这是一个在主跟前喜乐的人。
And she was a joyful person before God.
亲爱的朋友，这是神在耶稣基督里所要赐给你的福分。
Dear friends, this is a blessing that God wants you to have in Jesus Christ.
你有没有觉得生活里面愁苦过？
Do you feel sadness in your life?
你有没有觉得生活里面忙碌到一个地步，好像找不到出路？
And do you feel there was no hope? You feel hopeless in your busyness?
你有没有觉得生活里面实在是苦？
And do you feel that this really, really makes no sense in this life, full of bitterness.
可是我们感谢主，他在十字架上所成功的救恩要赐给您喜乐。
But praise the Lord, because the salvation that our Lord Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross, He wants us to become joyful.
如果你得着这一个永远的生命，你就能够得着这生命中的喜乐。
If you have this eternal life, then you can have this eternal joy.
我们所要做的并不是要变得更好，或者是圣经读得再多。
What we need to do is not to become better or to read the Bible more.
我们所需要做的就是一个简单的相信。
All we need to do is a very simple belief.
约翰福音三章十六节。
John 3:16.
这是弟兄姊妹非常熟悉，我想很多朋友都很熟悉的。
This is a very familiar verse.
这边讲到说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡。反得永生。
It says here, for God so loved the world that He gave His Son, and one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
我们不需要做什么，唯一的条件就是相信。
We don't have to do anything, just believe.
相信就是我愿意把心门打开，接受他。
To believe is to be willing to open my heart and accept Him.
如果你愿意这么做，你的生命里面就把这一个喜乐的生命引到你的心中。
If you are willing to do this, to take this step, then you can welcome the joy, the life of joy into you.
这生命中的喜乐就是你生命，就是你人生的祝福。
And the life's joy becomes a blessing for you.
朋友，你愿意吗？
Friends, are you willing?
信他的不至灭亡，
Because
反得永生。
Whoever believes in him shall not perish.That have eternal life.
你所要做的就是相信。
All you have to do is just to believe.
这个喜乐的生命就是你的。
And this life of joy you can have.
好吧，最后我们再唱我们之前唱的诗歌第205首。
Let's sing a hymn 205, which we sung before.
We 请姊妹帮我把副歌弹一遍。然后我们就唱第一节跟第四节。
We'll sing stanza 1 and 4.
第一节我们一起来。
Verse 1。
我生命有何真情貌代表改变，是耶稣来住在 my heart. I have light in my soul, 今朝要来欢欣，是耶稣来住在 my heart. 是耶稣来住在 my heart.Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy, oh my soul, like a torch it must run. Say, Jesus came into my heart.
Stand up for.
There's a life in the valley of Mia for me.Since Jesus came into my heart, and the gates of the city beyond I can see, since Jesus came into my heart, say. let me turn my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, slumped of joy, oh my soul, my heart out in a run. Since Jesus came into my heart.
作诗的人正是说明一件事。
The songwriter is trying to tell us something.
他说，生命里面奇妙的大改变，那个转捩点，就是当耶稣来住在他心中。
He says this great change, the turning point of our life is when Jesus came into our heart.
当耶稣住在我们心中的时候，就让我们生命里面产生一个奇妙的改变。
When Jesus came into our heart, our life can change dramatically.
我们能够享受救恩的喜乐。We
can enjoy the joy of salvation.
我们里面能够有饱足的喜乐。And
we can have the joy of being content.
我们好不好再把第一节唱一次？
Let's sing stanza one.
这次也许我们请 在我们当中的弟兄姊妹们，我们唱。
All the Christians should sing this.
把我们的喜乐唱给我们的福音朋友听。
Let us share our joy with our gospel friends.
我们已经得着了主的生命。
Because we have gotten God's life.
我们已经有了这个喜乐的活泉。
We have the fountain of joy.
我们的喜乐是我们的见证。
The joy is our testimony.
借这首诗歌，我们邀请在我们当中的福音朋友也能够接受这个祝福。
And this, hopefully, when we sing this song, our gospel friends can also receive this blessing.
我们请我们当中的弟兄姊妹，我们再把这首诗歌唱一次。All the Christians
that sing this verse one.
起来。我是那万有福气，那里他是我，是耶稣，改变着我的心。 I have light in my soul, since young I have sinned, since Jesus has entered my heart. Since Jesus has entered my heart, since Jesus has entered my heart. Floods of joy, oh my soul, like the same pillars run. Say, Jesus, come into my heart.
好，这次我要邀请在我们当中的福音朋友。
I'm going to invite our gospel friends.
就是主何等盼望你能够在他的跟前蒙福。
God so wish that you can be blessed before him.
住在你旁边的朋友，他们所得着的喜乐也可以是你的祝福。
So those around you, you can their joy can become yours also.
所以我们要邀请你一起来唱。
So we invite you to sing this song with us.
也许我们就唱，我们还是第一节还是唱？Sing
the first stanza.
好，我们请在我们当中的福音朋友要一起来。
All the gospel friends sing along.
我们大声的唱，把我们的心门向着主敞开。
Yeah, let's open our hearts and sing loudly.
让主的喜乐今天就能够进到你的里面。
May God's joy can come into your life even today.
今天来到他的跟前就能够蒙福。
So when you come before him today, you can be blessed today.
好，我们请姊妹给我们音。 来。
我是万有福气，今天life has been run, since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul, since long I have sinned, since Jesus came into my sin. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy, oh my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
好吧，最后我们一点祷告的时间。
Let's pray.
我们请大家都低头闭眼睛。
Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.
在我们祷告之前，我们有一个简单的邀请。
So I have an invitation before we pray.
特别为着在我们当中还没有信主的朋友们。
Especially those who have not believed in Jesus Christ.
如果你今天听到这一个好消息。
So after you have heard the good news today,
你知道主在十字架上已经解决了我们罪的问题。
And you understand that our Lord has solved the problem of sin on the cross.
并且他能够将一个喜乐的生命，一个蒙福的生命赏赐给你。
And he can give you a life of blessing and life of joy.
如果你愿意将你的心门敞开，愿意接受他。
If you are willing to open your heart and accept him.
我们好不好请你表示一下手稍微举一下
So you can indicate this intention by raising your hand. If you desire to have this life given to you by Jesus Christ, please raise your hand.
主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们流血舍命，他是何等的盼望我们在他跟前能够蒙福。
Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood on the cross. He so desired to have all of us be blessed by this new life.
他已经将这个恩典预备好。
He has prepared this great grace for us.
如今就是看我们愿不愿意接受。
It's all up to us whether we want to accept him.
如果朋友你愿意的话，好吧。感谢主。
Yeah, if you're willing, raise your hand.
感谢主。如果你愿意的话，把手举一下。
Yeah, raise your hand if you're willing to accept the Lord.
是看见了，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
还有吗
？Anyone else?
也许圣灵现在已经在叩你的心门，让你的心在砰砰跳。
Maybe the Holy Spirit is knocking on your heart's door, and your heart is kind of pounding now.
如果你愿意接受这个恩典的话，好不好？请你把手举一下。
If you are willing to accept this grace and raise your hand.
好，看见了，刚举过了，谢谢。
Yeah, thank you.
好，我最后再问一次，如果您愿意的话，请你把手举一下。
One last invitation. If you are willing, please raise your hand.
Yeah. 好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord. One more person accepted.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们在你面前何等要感谢赞美你。
Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
谢谢你在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
Thank you for shedding the blood on us and giving up your life on the cross for us.
谢谢你因着你眷顾我们。
Because you care about us.
你何等盼望我们在你面前得着这永远的生命。
Oh, you so desire that we have gained this eternal life.
你盼望我们在地上能够因着你能够因着神能够喜乐。
And so that we can have a life of joy because of God.
主，我们谢谢你将这个好消息传扬在我们当中。
Thank you for proclaiming this good news among us.
谢谢你为我们所做的牺牲。
Thank you for the sacrifice you have made.
谢谢你所为我们预备的恩典。
Thank you for all the grace you have prepared for us.
为着在我们当中今天的福音朋友，我们感谢你。
For the gospel friends who have come, we give you thanks.
为着他们决志愿意相信你的，我们感谢你。
For their decision to believe in you, we thank you.
就凭着简单的相信，他们成为神的儿女。
Through this, by the simple faith, they have become God's children.
他能够在你面前得着这永远的生命。
So that they can have this eternal life before you.
为着还没举手的朋友们，我们也感谢你。
For those who have not yet decided, we also give you thanks.
我们谢谢你，因为你的话语不突然返回。
Because we know that your word will not go forth and return in vain.
主，我们也知道他们今天来到这里也不是偶然的。
We know that it's not by coincidence that they are sitting here.
主啊，你已经开始你的善工。
You have started your good work.
主啊，你要成全。
You will accomplish it.
让我们在这边所有的朋友们都能够在你面前成为蒙恩的儿女。
May all the gospel friends here one day become your children.
我们将感谢、赞美、敬拜都来归给你。
We'll give you all the praise, thanksgiving, and the worship.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.